Now, shortly before Haliates had come to the throne, the great Assyrian Empire, the one-time ally of Lydia, had fallen to a combined assault of the Babylonians and the Medes. This happens in 612 BC, when these two peoples combine to attack and destroy the Assyrian capital city at Nineveh. Now, the Babylonians, their homeland was pretty much centered in Iraq, but the Medes were centered farther north in more or less what is northern Iran today. And the Medes were a tribal nation, and they immediately began to expand westward, threatening Lydia. A five-year war took place between the Medes and the Lydians, ending on May 25th, 585 BC. And you may wonder, how do we know the dates so precisely? It was ended the day a total eclipse occurred, the very eclipse that was predicted by the Milesian philosopher Thales. Now, whereas Thales recognized it as a natural phenomenon, the Medes and the Lydians recognized it as a scary sign that they should have peace. And so the two groups agreed to make peace. They agreed that a river near where their battle took place, called the Halys River, would be the border between their two nations, with the Lydians on the west of the Halys River and the Medes on the east of the Halys River. They also sealed their pact with a marriage alliance. Haliates' daughter wedded the son of the Median king. Now, the capital of Lydia was the city of Sardis, located on the Pactolus River, another major river running through Anatolia. And Sardis was dominated by a craggy peak that served as an acropolis. And Sardis has long been excavated by Harvard University and several other American universities. So once again, we're dealing with archaeology that has been conducted by American teams. Now, Sardis has long been studied, but because the city has been so greatly renovated in later periods, especially the Roman period, there are few remains of the early Lydian phase of the city. We do know that on the lower flanks of this high, craggy peak were a series of terraces that were constructed from well-cut ashlar blocks. Now, ashlar is just sort of a fancy term for rectangular blocks, but it's a style of building that the Lydians were masters at. So there were terraces made out of these ashlar blocks, linked by a series of staircases. And it's thought that these terraces probably supported the palace that the Mermnad dynasty would have lived in, men like Haliates, but no remains have survived as of today. Down below, the rest of the city of Sardis was fortified by a huge wall, 20 meters wide and 15 meters high, that protected the civic structures of the city, presumably the residences and an industrial quarter. Now, excavations conducted on the banks of the Pactolus River have revealed a gold refining establishment from the 6th century BC. And this probably confirms a statement made by the Greek historian Herodotus that the Lydian rivers carried gold dust in their streams. And actually, it's known that the Pactolus River that Sardis is located on actually does bring metal down from ores that it runs through. The metal isn't gold, it's electrum, which is a natural alloy of gold and silver. And it is still brought down in small fragments in the rivers today. Well, what's interesting about this is that this gold refining establishment was discovered, which meant they were getting the gold out of the electrum. But we also know that the Lydians, at least according to this historian Herodotus, were credited with being the first creators of coinage. Now, this is pretty remarkable. I think if you think about the tradition of coinage, how we're still using it today. And in fact, probably Herodotus was right, because as you'll see in a minute, There is some good evidence that does indicate that coinage developed in Lydia.